says, I want to get you into shouting glory, hallelujah. But I'm telling you, the Lord's coming, and we're going to have to contend for the faith that we believe in. The faith. Contend for the faith. You say, what is the faith? The Baptist faith, the Methodist faith, the Presbyterian faith, Episcopal faith? No, no, no. The faith. Let me see if I can do it this way. Y'all see this Bible I got? It's not a Baptist Bible. It's not a Methodist Bible. It's not a Presbyterian Bible. This Bible right here contains Bible doctrine. The faith. A body of doctrine. This Bible teaches the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. This Bible right here teaches the inspiration of the Holy Scriptures. The authority of the Holy Scriptures. You say, what is our final authority of all matters of faith and practice? Right there it is. We don't have an outside authority. Right here it is. We go to the Bible. What does the Bible say? Not what so-and-so says or what the fellow says down at the seminary or what so-and-so says at Union or whatever. What does the Bible say? Amen. See, you shouldn't be interested in what I think. You ought to be able to want to know what that Bible says and be able to contend and stand up for that. That Bible teaches that. That Bible teaches the virgin birth. That Bible right there teaches that the Lord's coming at the rapture of the church. And he's getting all the saved from the cross all the way to the rapture. And then there's going to be 7 year tribulation period. The Antichrist is going to show up. And that Bible teaches that after that 7 years, he's coming back with his saints. He come back for his saints of the rapture. 7 years later, he's coming back with his saints. And he's going to take over a 1,000-year millennial reign. Hallelujah. So we're leaving out of here like Superman, coming back like the Long Ranger. High old silver. Hallelujah. And that's what that Bible teaches. And we're going to have to stand up for that. There are people that do not believe in the virgin birth. You know what? I went to a college, if you want to call it that, early on in my life. And and if the Lord gives me liberty, I might tell you where it was. I sit in the classroom, and I heard a fella teach the swoon theory. The swoon theory is that Jesus did not die, literally die on the cross. Just the blood, loss of blood, he just passed out. And then when they took him off the cross and the coolness, when they put him in the tomb, the coolness of the tomb woke him up. Not too far from here. That direction. He said, preacher, what'd you do? I said, I'm out of here. Hallelujah. Contend. I ain't listening to that. You say, well, you ought to stay because you don't talk right. I do that on purpose. I got a lot of schooling. I just didn't let none of it bother me. Amen. Contend for the faith. I had one fellow say that the children of Israel didn't walk across on dry ground. They walked across ankle-deep water in the Reed Sea, not the Red Sea. I said, that's smart. I raised my hand. He said, yeah. I said, I got one question, professor. Did Pharaoh's army have to lay down to drown? I mean, come on, people. And them guys, they get the big bucks to be that smart. Contend for the faith. Be able to stand up for what you believe in. You need to study to show thyself approved unto God. That's why we do and preach, and we have a Bible institute here. We our Sunday school class are trying to base upon that Bible. The class that my dad teaches. Well, we ought to get some, and nobody's ever said this, I'm just making a point. We ought to get us some of that literature, and, you know, and we ought to get some of that literature, and call Nashville, and they'll send us some, and we'll just sit here, and we'll read, and you read a paragraph, and what y'all think about that paragraph? All right. Okay, you read the next paragraph. All right, what y'all think about that? All right, oh, somebody, you will read? Okay, read a paragraph, and we'll talk about that. All right, good. That's been 5 minutes. That's good. Let's talk about the ball game last night, and let's talk about the Fox News, and let's talk about... You know what we do here? Verse by verse. Study to show thyself proven. Well, that's boring. Well, you just got to get your taste buds right for it. I mean, you can't watch Jerry Springer and Dr. Phil and Oprah all week long and then come to church and say, man, I'm bored. I'm just bored. Well, yeah, you're going to be bored. Your taste buds are all jacked up. I have no idea where that come from. Look at this. While we're talking about that, we're not getting very far, but look at 1 Timothy. Look at 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 4. Hold your place in Jude. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Y'all believe we're in the latter times?
Yes.
Well, then, there's some people departing from the faith. They don't believe they look at Bible doctrine, they look at revealed truth, and they say, nope, I ain't believing that. I know what the Bible says, but I know what I've experienced, and I'm going to go with what I've experienced over what the Bible says. In the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. If you're wanting to know, that's not a good thing. Harry Potter's not a good thing. Vampires are not a good thing. And the more we allow our kids to watch all that stuff, they're opening themselves up to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Amen. Say, preacher, where's that come from the Bible? In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. You say, preacher, how in the world can a mama put her kids in a car and drive off into the water and her get out and then pull her kids off in that water and just let them drown? Their conscience is seared with a hot iron. She has some seducing spirits, and the doctrines of devils is all wrapped around her. You say, preacher, how's that going? That's how it goes on. And we don't have enough preaching on this, but I'm telling you, there are evil spirits out in this world. And a lot of times we open ourselves up to some of that. By not being careful of what we do, what we watch, what we listen to. I'm telling you, folks, I don't know why I'm getting hung up right here. But I'm telling you, a kid can listen and listen and listen to that, and the police are bad, and the popo's bad, and they're bad, and this and that and other, and shoot somebody at school, and they play these video games, and shoot, and then they go to school the next day, and they take a gun with them, and they shoot, thinking they're playing a video game in their mind, because the devil said, oh, it's just a video game, it's not real, it's just fake, and so when you shoot them, they're going to get up, and we'll start over and hit the reset button, and you get three more lives. But when they do that at school, nobody gets up. There is no reset button. And the seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils have won. Latter times, that's what it's going to be. That's what Jude tells us about. He's like, I want us to get shouting in glory about the common salvation we got. But listen, the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, I just need to take a pause right here and tell you we're going to have to earnestly contend for the faith. That's what he said. Now, I want to show you this. Chapter 4, verse 1, doctrines, plural, of devils. Plural. The devil don't have one faith. The devil's got a bunch of faiths. You say, what's God have? Well, I'll show you. Chapter 6, verse 1. Let as many servants are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his, what? Singular, plural. God has one doctrine, one faith. The devil has doctrines, plural, a bunch of faiths. God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. You go over there to look at 2 Timothy. Just keep turning there. We're on our way back to Jude. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. talking about these last days. Verse 1, chapter 3, 2 Timothy. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Bodybuilding and take this pill and lose 300 pounds in 2 days. And now I'm not talking about working. I'm not talking about working. If people work out, and you ought to. But there's a difference, man. I'm telling you, there's a difference. Listen, that's a difference now. And working out for physical condition and health-wise and getting on the front cover of the magazine, and I have to look at the dude going through the grocery line, and he's all like this and all like this. All like this. I mean, uh-uh. Lovers of their own selves. Can't pass a mirror without looking at yourself. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. I don't guess we need to pause and tell you what that is. Natural affection is a man likes a woman. A boy gets a certain age, he starts to look. At first, he's like, ugh. But then there comes time, he's like, hmm. That's natural. But without natural affection is when a boy looks at another boy. And a girl looks at another girl. I mean, we're all adults in here, ain't we? Without natural affection, that's what's going to be happening in the last day. You'll be voting on that kind of stuff. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. You ever notice how the news media treats folks? They get them they just love to interview preachers and those of religious color whatever, you know, I'm not saying right, wrong, indifferent. I'm talking about they love to get them on there and make fun of them. Despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Okay, what should we do? From such, turn away. Amen. That's what he said. What do you do in times like this? Chapter 4, verse 1, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, it is appearing, is it coming? Preach the word. That's what you do. And we'll preach it till, and we'll contend for the faith until he comes. Jude, verse 3, beloved, when I give unto you all diligence to write unto you a common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Men crept in other words. You know what's going to happen in the latter days? You're going to have men that creep in and start finding those weak in the faith and trying to get false doctrine to them. I remember the church that I grew up in had a fella. He'd come. He would come for a while. And then he would just sort of weird fella. Just weird. You can spot him. And it didn't take long. And the pastor found, you know, sort of picked up on it. And he would watch and be looking for those that are weak in the faith. And then after church, he'd say, hey, let's go get a bite to eat. You'd like to take you out to eat and fellowship with you. They get around the table. And then the preacher, and this fella snuck in unawares, crept in unawares. He said, you know, now I know that preacher, he's good and all, but he's leaving some stuff out here. You know, the Pauline, we don't baptize and do the Lord's Supper anymore, and all of that's done passed away. And you find that out, you send them packing. Gone. Don't even wait for three strikes. First and you're out. Why? You got to guard your people. Protect your people. And that kind of stuff goes on, crept in unaware. The closer we get to the coming of the Lord, the more you're going to see that. Crept in unawares, who were before of old. I told you last week about those that, some of the other religious groups, they'll go out during the daytime. They'll go out in the daytime and try to find housewives at home, maybe children there that are not strong in the faith, and they try to get them in. And then when her husband gets home from work, she sells the idea to him. Sort of like, I think that sort of happened probably back in Genesis chapter 3. I think it's already happened a couple times. Real slick. Crept in unawares, who were before ordained to this condemnation. Look at Matthew chapter 7 before we find a quitting spot here. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7. Oh, about verse 15 or so. 7:15. Matthew 7:15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing. That means they look like a sheep, but under that, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns and of figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Beware of false prophets. Beware of false prophets. People, I cannot stress to you enough, you got to be real careful who you watch on television. Christian television. And I say that in quotes. You got to be very careful. Well, they got a big congregation. Well, so does the devil's got a big congregation too. Go to any KISS concert and there's a big congregation there. Boy, did I hit a snag right there. I thought that was old enough that nobody listened to that no more. Just be glad I'm leaving off all the recent stuff. Yeah, devils get crowds too. You can't determine truth by crowds. Beware of false prophets. Be careful. Be very careful who you send your money to. I don't know why I'm saying all this stuff. I don't even have half this stuff wrote down. But wherever you're a member, that's where you ought to send your money and your tithes and your offerings, and you ought to support the church that that you get fed from. Amen. And that's where you're sinned. You're not sinned. Amen. You ought not to. Look, we got this bottle of water straight from the Jordan. Come on, people. Send us a seed. Sow a seed into our ministry. I call them. I say, sow a seed in our ministry, and you give us $1,000, and it's going to return to you $10,000. I called one up one time. I said, look, I got a deal for you. I said, I'm a preacher. I pastor Holy Hills Baptist Church, Dyersburg, Tennessee. I need you to sow a $1,000 seed into my ministry, and you'll get $10,000 back. Is that not a good deal? It didn't work that way. He only saw it one way. False prophet. Amen. Hey, preacher, you're not talking about nobody's religion. Well, Elijah did. He made fun of them pretty good. They couldn't call fire down from heaven. Elijah made fun of them. He's back there going. Maybe you need to holler a little louder. Maybe your God's asleep. It's in the Bible. I ought not make fun of other people. Elijah did. He made fun of them bad, too. Anyway, let me get back right here. Verse number 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God. You say, lasciviousness, that's filthiness, filthiness, and denying the only Lord God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 6, you don't have to turn there, but you can write it down if you're taking notes. Galatians chapter 6 says that people are preaching other gospels than the gospel which we preach, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. There are other people. Now listen, we're going to close on this point. And I hope we don't make nobody mad. We're not trying to on purpose. But if the word upsets you, you know, I had somebody told me, I ought not tell this on camera. But it don't matter. I'm already into it now. They run into somebody, you know, as a younger person. It hadn't been coming here in a long time, and this person said, "Why don't you go to Holy Hills anymore?" I said, "Well, Aaron, I have a preacher. He's just so judgmental." So I told the person, I said, "No, that's not judgmental. That's conviction." Conviction. Hallelujah. You say, "Preacher, where they go now? Where there is no conviction." Or you just come in as, you know, praise and worship. Yeah. The lights are real low. Smoke fills the room. Some of them forget where they are, and they're like, "We saw the smoke. We thought it was okay. I'm sorry." 6:1 says they're preaching another gospel. Say, "Preacher, what are you saying?" I'm saying latter times. The closer we get to the book of the Revelation, we're going to stand up for truth. And I said this to my Sunday school class, and I'm done. But I said this to my Sunday school class this past Sunday. Bible believers are in the minority.
That's right.
Bible believers are in the minority. There's not many Bible believers anymore. And we're going to stand up for the faith. Amen. All right, we're going to take some prayer requests. I may not have should have said all of that, but.